Well, in the days of my youth, I was told what it means to be a man. And what I was told was...
Plunk a player!
Yes. I was told by Richie Ashburn, when I would listen to Philly's broadcast, they hit one of ours! Hit one of theirs! Hit him back! Hit him hard! All right, good morning to you. So, now all jokes aside, let's play a little game here right now. This game is called, a lot of people are mad.
Should I hit the stager? Hold on.
Let's play a game called...
When were you angriest at an opposing player for what you thought was like a cheap shot or something of that nature? All right, that's the game. So knowing that everyone's angry at Spencer Strider today, whether he meant to do it or not, obviously anger's in the air, and rightfully so. He plunked Bryce and, you know, he hurt Bryce. All right, let's, and obviously different ages here, different eras of watching sports. Rhea, I know mine. I referenced it earlier, but I'll detail it more in a moment. Rhea, in all your years watching Philadelphia sports, when were you angriest at an opposing player for like this type of thing? Not for scoring a goal.
Not Joe Carter or something like that.
Not Joe Carter.
Right?
Like, they did something that you thought was out of bounds, and you were angry. When was it? Who was it?
Scott Stevens.
Yeah.
When he took out, I mean,
it
he
was, that's my answer, legal, too. Though.
I know, but he was headhunting. I mean, he was clearly head. I mean, I never forget, I was with two friends.
Yeah, it was
sick. We
were
watching the game.
Sick.
And we were all, we're up here, and it was like someone chopped our legs out right from underneath us.
Yep.
That was awful.
Yep, and James, same.
That was my end. That was the first thing that popped. I'm sure if I thought long and hard, I could come up with something. That was the first thing that popped to my
head. All right, Devin, when were you angriest at an opposing player?
2022, Philadelphia Eagles were undefeated until the Commanders came to town, and Dallas Goedert had an obvious face mask. I don't even remember the player that did it, and it's the play that knocked him out for several weeks because of injury.
Okay,
and there's no flag.
Thing I remember about that game was when there was a flag when an Eagles player hit the Heinicke. Is that his name, Heinicke?
Taylor Heinicke. Yeah.
Because the guy
Tyler.
The guy took
the knee.
Took a knee.
That was infuriating.
I still think that's the move to make.
Yeah, you should do it all the time. If I'm a quarterback, they're coming at me. Knee.
If you're about to get sacked, just take a knee, and it's a 15-yard penalty because you get clobbered. That was not fair. Anyway, okay. John, angriest as a fan at a player. Anything come to mind?
Sure. I mean, watching football, the guys on the other team, I'm always angry.
Fair enough.
I will say that the Niners, that whole thing when they brushed that was up there for me, too.
It was Debo Samuel,
Nick Bosa, those guys kind of getting into it. That pissed me off a lot.
That's a good one.
Once upon a time, when we had the edge rusher, who was the edge rusher who hit Carson coming off the edge?
Oh, Clowney.
Yeah, that was a big one, too.
It felt like we focused our ire on him.
I still
hard.
Think it was clean.
Yeah, really? Well, maybe.
I do.
But it was borderline.
See, here's a really bad one on Wentz, and then didn't he have another one on
Nick Foles?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But here's the thing about the Wentz thing, and John Runyon and I went through this ultra slow motion one time together, his video. Clowney hit Carson before Carson hit the ground. That is a fact.
You're telling me John Runyon, the head of like investigations and dirty plays, agreed with himself that he got it right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
agreed
just checked.
With himself.
I just wanted
I'm
to check.
I'm telling you, I know everyone thought otherwise.
Got that one right.
I'm telling you guys, Clowney hit Carson before Carson hit the ground. So it was really close, but
Now who's soft, Joe? Huh? Yeah, Clowney lover.
The question was whether Clowney speared him.
I'm just messing.
I know you are. The question was whether Clowney speared him.
John would certainly know about spearing.
Yeah. And by the way, you know what the craziest thing about that play is? And no one talked about it at the time. No one talked about it. That was a freaking screen pass that got blown up by the opposing team because the running back couldn't get through the traffic. All Carson had to do was throw the ball on the ground. There's nothing. Everyone knows
I'm just saying, not hold on to the ball. Carson couldn't do it.
There's nothing. you can't have a wide receiver because offensive linemen are about to be downfield. It'll be illegal even if you pass it to someone else.
He was hero
there's,
ball.
There's
all the time.
Nowhere to go. And it was just him being dumb.
How many times have you seen good quarterbacks throw the screen away? They just throw it at the feet of the back.
Right to the feet.
It's just a dead play. Play another play.
Totally.
Go to the second down. Yeah. It's fine. but holding it, trying so hard to do something beyond belief. Yeah. That's what got him in trouble.
It's what got him injured.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But I have to congratulate you on a vicious hit he took that knocked him out and gave him a concussion. You found a way to blame him. Well, that is impressive.
You know
very
what?
Very impressive.
Carson Wentz is horrible.
All right. Let me give you mine, the one I was angriest about through the years. It was 1989, and Chris Chelios, real cheap shot on Bryce. On Brian Propp. Hit him. I mean, it cracked his head open. It was disgusting. And I was so proud when Ron Hextall, game six, went after Chelios. So anyway, that would definitely be my number one. But there's others through the years. I mean, we'd have to think of them all, but... I mean, there's baseball bean brawls that have happened. And anyway, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Something Terry Bradshaw said about Aaron Rodgers yesterday. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's go to Gino in Northeast Philly. Hi, Gino.
Morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Gino.
Normally when we have these, you know, you guys have these little debates and the crew against Joe, normally I'm against Joe, but I'm with Joe today.
Good man.
I got to tell you, when it happened, the first thing I did was I texted a buddy of mine and I said, that piece of bleep Strider just beamed Harper in the elbow with a 95 mile per hour fastball. We should hit a Acuña right in the back. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing about it, back's a hard spot to get, but I get your point.
My point is, though, it shouldn't be any other player on the team either. It should be Acuña. Acuña should be the guy to get hit. You hit our best player, we hit your best player.
I tend to agree with that. Yep.
And as for Strider after the game, I mean, could you be any more disingenuous than that guy? I mean, come on.
That's what I thought.
Completely.
Yeah,
don't agree at all. Yeah. I felt like he respected Bryce to some degree. I felt like he respects the game to some degree.
I think he said what he thought he had to say, John, but beneath it was a flippancy I didn't appreciate.
Wow.
That's incredible that you can read an ulterior motive into that, because I really did think he was just saying, I felt he was regretful. I felt he was considerate of the fact that Bryce was the type of player that he would never want to hit. Like, I believed him on that front.
No, I know you did.
And I think baseball matters to him a lot. I think Bryce is kind of cut from a similar cloth. I think they're sort of in cahoots like that. Baseball head guys probably, you know, they share that commonality. Yeah. I think there's that respect.
We see it different.
On and off the diamond. Yeah. I don't think he has.
All right, Gino, I'm going to get to this audio of what Strider said so everyone listening can hear. Give me a great answer for what is the best debate.
Well, it's a big debate, and it's coming up even more recently. I don't think it should be a debate, but Pete Rose being in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that could win.
That's a great one.
That one could really win. That's a really, really big answer. All right, coming up in a minute, the various things Strider said after the game will kind of cover the gamut of how he presented things. That's all up ahead in 1 minute.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ POS and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses across the country. We've done our show from PDQ headquarters. We've seen their operation, the people, the technology. It's all so impressive. So if you're thinking of cutting your old point of sale, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contact functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll build a custom solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, I hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday. You know, if you have tickets for tonight's game, I mean, who knows if it gets played. Obviously, rain is in the air, on the ground, and more will be coming later today. With that said, it's going to be an intriguing matchup if it gets played. And it otherwise already would have been, because, you know, it's the Phillies and the Braves. But you add on everything that happened last night, that even ratchets it up like tenfold. Let's go back to last night. Let's start with the moment when Bryce Harper got hit.
Here's the wind in the 0-1 pitch, and it punked him. Oh, man. And Harper gets hit somewhere on the arm, and he's in some real pain right now. Looks like the right forearm or elbow. And he's doubled over, down on his knees. His trainer and manager both checking in on Harper. And Bryce, who was hit twice over the weekend in Oakland, right on the back of the elbow.
Yeah.
He had not been hit by a pitch all season long, and now he's been hit three times in 3 days.
All right, obviously Bryce had to leave the game. He was in a lot of pain. We'll see if he can play in the Phils next game. Just don't know. We know the x-ray was negative, which is obviously the best news so far. All right, so everything Strider said. Let's get to the heart of what he said. Obviously, reporters crowding around him after the game, like, what's up, what went on, and all the questions. Let's listen to some of his answers. The four big answers he gave, he started with this.
Certainly not trying to hit him. I thought in the moment, I just assumed he had a guard on and, you know, was just pissed that I hit him and then saw him in pain. And that was tough. So I'm definitely relieved that he's okay. And, he's one of the best players, you know, this century. So needs to be on the field. It's best for the game.
Okay, sounds nice. It's a good start. I'll say it's a good start. I don't expect him to say much otherwise, and from that standpoint, it's a good start. Doesn't mean he didn't try to drill him, doesn't mean he didn't try to pitch inside, which he's allowed to pitch inside. He's allowed to drill him, but I'm allowed to drill a player back. But okay, that's how he started. Let's listen as Strider continued.
Of course, you know, I'm not a complete sociopath, so I have some empathy. So, you know, I do feel bad for him to see a person in pain that I caused. So, but, you know, I've still got a job to do.
So, John, this part, he's turning you a little bit. Because you said earlier, mid-game, you were thinking Plunk a Brave. And after the game, when you heard him, you thought, maybe not?
I was surprised that the Phillies weren't going after Braves. I expected it.
But game is probably what led to that. Possibly led to that, I'll say. Possibly.
I think it says something that they didn't try to plunk anybody.
It'd be interesting to know if
they have more knowledge than I do as to whether he truly deserved it or not.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think after the game, I was still sort of disturbed, like, what's going on? Why didn't they? And then when I heard Spencer Strider, it all came together and it made me think, okay, the Phillies, they're keeping it real. They're probably going to get back at him, but it's not so imminent that they felt the need to get after him right away.
All right, so here is more of Strider and what he said.
Unfortunately, you know, there's even the most accurate guys can let one go here and there, and so I know he knows that, and I hope he knows there's obviously nothing personal. It's not intentional, and you know, glad that he's okay.
Okay, so again, nice stuff there. This next one's the one that cheeses me, because I think he's too flippant. Here's what he said.
I love pitching here. I mean, where else do they chant your name and ask you how your family's doing? I mean, they seem very interested in my well-being, and I appreciate that. I feel like this is a home ballpark, honestly, at this point. I've pitched here so many times, and I enjoy it.
So, James, I know you were saying earlier you're okay with what he said there because he's human and he's allowed to joke because he's human.
Yeah.
My point is...
And he knows that Bryce is okay at that point. The first clip he says, I'm really happy that he's okay. So, like, he knows that Bryce is okay.
He's relatively okay, though, for what it's worth.
I know, but in the first cut we played there of him, he said, I'm happy he's okay.
He knows the
X-ray is
negative.
So, in his mind, Bryce is okay.
In my mind...
So, he's coming from that perspective.
No, I get it. I'll say this. In my mind, he's not okay. He's not maybe severely injured, but I wouldn't refer to him as okay.
Okay, might miss a couple games or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
the guy, but the point is, in Spencer Strider's mind, he didn't hurt him.
He didn't injure him to the point that he's going to be out for an extended period of time.
I think that's an important.
He doesn't have to miss games.
No, I get that.
Like, if Strider didn't know, maybe he's a little less.
Say it again, John.
Why does everyone expect he'll miss games?
Well,
probably will. I mean, that hurts. I mean, I don't think he'll miss a lot.
You try swinging a baseball bat with that thing, man.
It might be swollen. You know, he might not be able to extend his arm the right way and stuff like that.
95-mile-an-hour fastball is a pretty good reason.
What if he has to throw to second base?
Yeah, so it's also his throwing arm, yeah.
Yeah, ground ball to the first baseman. You got to turn a 3-6-3 double play. Good luck. All right, so my thing with Strider on that one, and I get James's point, like, he's human, he can joke, but in my opinion, he can't joke until he gets through all that last night. Like, I just think you go into that, you got to be stone-faced, you got to say all the right things, which he did for a while, and then no jokes. No Philadelphia jokes. They call me different names. No jokes. None. And that's what I don't respect about how he handled a postgame. You disagree, John?
Yeah. So he needs to say things.
No jokes.
Per your script.
Per human decency. It's not jokey jokes.
I thought he was pretty decent.
I don't think there was a big joke. He was just saying they get on me when
I need 100% no jokes.
100% impossible standard.
Not 90% no jokes. 100% no jokes.
No chuckles.
Right?
Bending Spencer Strider. This is not how I expected to spend my morning. But he's just saying he's not a sociopath. Like, he's saying he didn't take pleasure in hurting someone.
No, he's saying that, but he's saying more. He's also saying they call me names around here. He's going into sarcasm.
So there's like a viral interview, I think it's from last season or a few seasons ago, of Spencer Strider saying he would prefer to play in like a silent ballpark than like Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, so he's some and freakazoid.
People found it. Phillies fans found it. So I think he was saying that to try to like defend himself.
It's almost
himself.
A reaction to that. Yeah,
which I can't believe. Like, I don't like Spencer Strider, for the record. I just don't think that he's like taking joy in and I do think it was an accident.
It's crazy that he's not permitted to speak a certain way after.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he could have said anything, honestly.
Bryce in the arm.
Yeah. It's a lose-lose situation.
You got to keep
Regardless, I thought he hit him on purpose, I would be fine with plunking them back. Like, yeah. I don't think he hit him on purpose.
Okay.
I would love. Yeah. I would prefer that he hit him on purpose because I'd like to see that. I enjoy that. We talk about it. Yeah. I like to see that sort of animosity.
And I like
don't
that,
think it was called for last year.
Well, okay, so now I got all sorts of standards on different issues here. I'll just say this. Even if he didn't hit him on purpose, I still plunk a Brave.
That's where we diverge.
That is where we diverge. And I go for the ribs, and I try to get in between the fourth and fifth to break
that artery, right?
To break the fourth and fifth.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not shooting for one. To me, this is like bowling. I'm trying to split the pins, bang, both of them. Okay, let me just, one more time.
Bang!
Split the ribs. Let's go to the phones. Ken and Cinnamon.
I think only your ribs split like that. I don't know that that's a thing.
Ken, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Great.
Ken, are you a split the ribs kind of guy?
Oh, I am. Give me a bone saw. Are you kidding me? Rhea mentioned the Scott Stevens hit on Eric Lindros. I think in hindsight, it's really notable, and it was notable to me at the time, what his teammates did after that. They did nothing.
Well, hold on a second, Ken. It was game seven to go to the cup. I mean, to the point that's been discussed a lot today, you got to pick your spots at times. This was not a time to have three different, you know, five-minute penalties where you're in a misconduct and guys get thrown out. That was game seven to go to the cup. So I don't think that applies.
Well, I mean,
It was Eric's last game with the Flyers. I mean, that was it. He's obviously set out a season, never played for them again.
He obviously wasn't the most popular guy in that draft.
He was not. He was not.
For some really strange reasons. But, listen, Joe, it's a rare day when I agree with you like 100%.
Welcome to wisdom, 100%, Ken.
Yeah, well, you take all the credit you want for yourself. It's not like you ever do that. But listen, a couple things here. First of all, like as recently as 6 years ago, if you were Spencer Strider, and I don't care if he hit him or not on purpose.
You'd have to bat?
You know you got to step in the batter's box.
Yep.
And now that National League pitchers don't have to worry about stepping in the batter's box, and remember when Bryce got hit by
Snell,
the Padres guy, broke his
yeah Blake Snell.
Blake Snell, yeah, they were friends, so you could tell by Blake Snell's reaction, he absolutely did not want to hit his friend Bryce Harper, but Bryce Harper's reaction was screaming at him because there's an implicit kind of trust amongst professional baseball players that when you're a pitcher, you're responsible for where that pitch goes.
No, that is true. And that's right.
Because if you didn't have that in the game, nobody would ever step in a box with a bat to stand 60 feet, 6 inches away from a guy throwing 100 miles an hour. So it's not so much about what happened 3 days ago. It's about what's going to happen the rest of the year. You've got 26 guys in that clubhouse who have to know that the pitchers have their backs, that you're not just going to be able to take free
shots. I agree. I totally agree.
And if,
if you could take a...
Oh, Ken's phone just zapped out. Ken, I agree with your points, and I think Wheeler will do it. We'll see. I know game circumstances could dictate it. I just think Wheeler will find a way. That's my opinion. But, you know, we don't know as we sit here. James, let me ask you, do you think there will be a warning by one of the umpires before the game if you hit the opposing team, you're out?
I don't think it'll be before the game.
Good.
I think they'll, if Wheeler hits someone, I think there'll be warnings.
Well, for sure. Not before the game. I don't think, because there was no retaliation last night,
I don't think they'll warn them before the game.
John, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I can't believe they wouldn't warn them before the game, because I feel like if you don't warn them, you're almost complicit.
Well, this goes to a deeper issue in baseball, which is the degree to which baseball
allows the players to police their own game.
Right. Yeah. And it's been, you know, it's been a big
diminishing
issue.
Yeah. They used to. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And there was no talk by the Phillies or by the manager after of anger. So, you know, usually when you get that, you get people like, you know, this, that, and the other, and they're saying kinds of stuff. The Phillies have been very relatively quiet about it. So it's not like they have something to go on other than you and I saying they should probably, you know, give them a little, you know, rib music.
Ree and I are from the 19th century.
We're dinosaurs.
And Richie and Devin and James are from the 21st century. Well, you know where we stand. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, two pieces of audio, one of which is Terry Bradshaw on Aaron Rodgers. Some good stuff. We'll get to that up ahead next. Phone calls on all of this. I mean, it's been the big topic to, basically punch back or not. You tell us on 94 WIP.
I've been leasing my cars from Lexus Cherry Hill for over a decade. I am an RX 350 fan, which comes into handy now. I got a teenager. I got friends. Drove them all down the shore with a dog. Plenty of room in the RX 350, so it makes rides back and forth from the shore smooth sailing with my Lexus from Lexus at Cherry Hill. They are an elite of Lexus dealer for 2024. Lexus Cherry Hill, they are a seven-time certified J.D. Power dealer of excellence winner for the customer sales experience. You will see that. You will see the Lexus of Cherry Hill difference when you stop in. See my friend Tony Labello and his team, part of his team Oleg. I was talking with Oleg yesterday. They will help you guide you to the Lexus of your dreams. They've got over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Another thing to love about Lexus is Cherry Hill. They are veteran-owned and operated business. You deserve a Lexus, and you deserve award-winning customer service. So go start your journey today at Lexus of Cherry Hill in Mount Laurel or online at lexusofcherryhill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family-owned and operated.